They used to be called Kremlinologists. That's Americans and others who closely study the communist leadership of the former Soviet Union. Now, there's a new generation of experts who could be called Putinologists. They're trying to understand Russia by analyzing its leader, Vladimir Putin, and the war he's waging in Ukraine. NPR national security correspondent Greg Myrie has our story.
As Russian President Vladimir Putin massed his military on Ukraine's border in late 2021, many analysts doubted Putin would actually invade, but not Dmitry Alperovich.
He was seeing Ukraine slip away from his orbit, and when he saw that he could no longer control it, it was pretty clear to me that he was going to try to move in and attempt a regime change.
Alperovich was born in Moscow and came to the U.S. at age 13 in 1994. He's never returned to Russia, though that country and Putin have shaped his life. He was a founder of the cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike, which often investigated Russian computer hacks, like that 2016 breach of the Democratic National Committee. Here's how he describes the Russian leader.
I've always viewed him as a gambler. Most of the time he had got lucky. This is the one gamble that probably his biggest that has not worked out well so far.
Alperovich now heads Silverado Policy Accelerator, a think tank with a strong focus on Russia and Putin.
I think Putinologist is a good tagline. He sees himself, I believe, as a new czar. That he has more power today as a Russian leader than really anyone has since Stalin.
Kremlinologists tried to interpret the Soviet Union from fragmentary information coming out of the highly secretive communist leadership. Putin is a much more public figure than Soviet leaders. But he's also highly unpredictable, creating a demand for Putinologists like Julia Yaffe, who accepts the label with some reluctance.
It's something I fought for a long time, but at the same time, people in the West have a really hard time understanding him, and somebody needs to translate him for the West, so okay, I'll do it.
She left Moscow for the U.S. with her family at age 7 in 1990. In college at Princeton, she planned to be a doctor.
But I couldn't resist Soviet history and switch tracks. I kept trying to do something else and kept getting sucked in professionally. So I've basically been doing this professionally in one form or another my whole professional life.
That included a 3-year stint in Moscow a decade ago. Her editor suggested she write a column called Kremlinology 2012.
It was supposed to be a kind of tongue-in-cheek thing because it was like, who does Kremlinology anymore? But of course, the system was becoming more and more and more Soviet, and there were fewer and fewer ways to get into it to understand it. So it's back.
Yaffe, who now writes for Puck News, traveled often to Russia until a few years ago. She writes about the way Putin shaped Russia and prepared it for his military adventures.
He created this cult around World War II that glorifies war, that sanctifies war. And then once a war starts, it's pretty easy to convince Russians that this is a war just like that and that they need to go and do it.
Michael Kaufman says emphatically he should not be called a Putinologist. He's an expert on Russia's military, a specialty that nearly vanished when the Soviet Union collapsed.
The field of Russian military studies had almost died or was on life support. So I found myself, in many respects, trying to work to help revive the field.
Kaufman does that through his prolific output at the research group, the Center for Naval Analyses. He was born in Ukraine when it was still part of the Soviet Union and left at age 10, just before the 1991 Soviet breakup. Kaufman often returns to Ukraine and was there last October for a close-up view of the war. Despite his deep knowledge, he's wary of making predictions.
Military analysts like myself thought the war was going to come, but got the initial period of war, how the Russian military was going to actually invade, and how those early weeks were likely to shake out wrong ourselves. So I spent time updating my views.
He expects to go back to Ukraine, but none of these analysts plan to visit Russia in the near term. Again, Dmitry Alperovich.
One of the most bizarre things that have happened to me last year is getting sanctioned by Russia, the country that I was born in. It is somewhat of a badge of honor, but nevertheless, there's certainly a bittersweet feeling about it.
Putinologists may now be in great demand, but incurring the wrath of the Kremlin is an occupational hazard. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.